Brian Hayes, here we are again at the European Parliament, another possible deadline in Brexit talks. The updates seem to be changing by the hour. The prospects of another summit in November, where do we stand at present?
Well, I think the objective was to have a summit in November if decisive progress had been made. And it was a matter for Michel Barnier to establish whether decisive progress had been made or not. I think the window for getting to a November summit is shortening radically. And I think if an agreement at negotiator level is not made by Thursday of this week, there's no likelihood of a November summit, which means then that the remaining summit in December, which is scheduled actually, could become the last opportunity of doing this deal in 2018. So it's a very tight window. We know that 95% of this agreement is already agreed. There's a 5% difference, but it's the essential 5% difference because it's the issues to do with Ireland. So it seems to me that, you know, a very short window still applies to see if we can get some deal. My political instincts tell me that there will be a deal because the prospects of a no-deal scenario, I think, are cataclysmic for the European Union and for the UK in terms of an economic shock that people really haven't factored into the equation right now. So I still think when push comes to shove, we can get there.
In some respects, Dominic Raab's comment last week about the Dover-Calais route, for example, it was almost like a recognition from Britain for once that actually there really are serious consequences of a no deal here for them. And perhaps that's an indication they might really push for the deal as the hours tick away.
I think there is what's absolutely clear about the UK Parliament, Westminster, is that whatever about the view of whether the Prime Minister can get a deal through or not, there is absolutely a massive majority against a no-deal Brexit. They know the implications for their economy, for EU-UK relations, and for the future potential relationship if there is a no-deal scenario. So I think whatever about the deal, everything will be done to prevent a no-deal scenario. I also believe that actually the Prime Minister will be in a much stronger position once she has a deal, because on that basis she can then go and sell a deal and she can actually put it up to the people behind her, the 30 or 40 hard Brexiteers in her own party, to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is the way out. It mightn't be perfect, but you don't have a way out. So I think the focus of attention once a deal emerges goes to Westminster, and she's in a much stronger position because people will have to make their mind up and it'll be a very small majority either way. So let's wait and see. But I mean, I think what's crucial this week is that we have the support of the 27. That is unwavering. It is clear as night follows day that there is no change in the 27 commitment to Ireland. And I think what we've got to do is to make sure that coalition of the 27 remains intact over the weeks ahead.
Looking at the arithmetic in the British Parliament, there's seldom too much focus on the Labour Party and Jeremy Corbyn. You know, is there a chance that he's going to actually provide the numbers that will get a deal over the line? And in that way, this is why Theresa May has actually been in a position to kind of, you know, maybe not rely on the DUP to get this through.
Well, the Labour Party are also conflicted, of course, even though the attention isn't on them, because at one level they say they won't vote for a deal, but of course a significant minority within the Labour Party recognise that they have within their gift whether or not this deal goes through. I saw on Newsnight last night a projection that somewhere between 15 to 20 Labour members of Parliament would back Theresa May in a circumstance of a kind of a soft deal. And let's be clear about this. The only deal that's on offer here is a soft Brexit. There's no hard Brexit deal on offer here. The deal is a soft Brexit or no deal. And even though there are terrible implications for all our economies from a no deal scenario, the implications for the UK are substantially worse. So they have to make this assessment. Business has to have its voice. Trade unions have to have their voice. But the voice of Parliament will be clear on ultimately a deal that goes forward. And the Labour Party, will have to make their mind up as to what they want. They maintain they want an election, a better deal, and then if that's not forthcoming, that they would have a people's vote. They're also quite divided, as Mr. Corbyn, as we know, is quite anti-European in terms of the European Union, and he's a Brexiteer. So they're being led by someone who's a Brexiteer, even though the great majority of the British Labour Party, their parliamentary party, their membership and elsewhere, supports the European Union. And that particular circle has yet to be squared.